This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Back, Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and we're taking your phone calls here this morning, 410-922-6680. Started talking about the substantially reducing the proposed cost of boat registrations. Boat registration currently costs $24 every 2 years for most of us. Under the proposed changes, boats under 16 feet would cost $25 every 2 years to register in Maryland. Boats between 16 to less than 21 feet would cost $50 every 2 years. 21 to less than 32 feet would be $75 every 2 years. 32 to less than 45 feet would cost $100 every 2 years. 45 to 65 feet would cost $200 every 2 years. And boats more than 65 feet would cost $300 every 2 years. The bill also includes a voluntary non-motorized decals for boats such as kayaks and canoes for $12 every 2 years. Voluntary, by the way. Those of us who have don't have a canoe or kayak must pay the regular rate, and that just annoys me a little bit. The proposal eliminates the second tier of a phased-in registration increases, meaning the new cost would start in 2013. In addition, amendments would increase the one-time boat title price to $35, as well as some other costs to the boat dealer, which are going to be passed on to you anyway. These revenues are critical to providing local communities with safe and reliable access to the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. And that's Bob Whitcomb, president of Anne Arundel County Waterways Restoration Alliance. As boaters, we support fees that are needed to maintain our channels. And as you know, we had Bob Gaudette on here from the Boating Czar a couple of weeks ago talking about these new fees. And after his broadcast and after public outcry, as always, those fees were reduced. Very minor increases, but due to the decrease in boat sales because of the economy, because of other things, one of those things you cut, in your budget. Hey, you're not going to buy a new boat. You're going to use the one you have or not buy one. That's the way it goes. 410 WCBM 680. I'd really like to talk to a lot of you this morning because I'd like to talk to you. It's been a while since we've not had a guest or just had a chance for you and I to chat, talk about whatever you want to talk about. So while we're doing that, I guess I'll give you a couple of things coming up. There is a turkey hunter clinic today at Meyer Station Nature Center. I'm pretty sure that it's full, but if you'd like to call Gene Hyatt, I would guess you can call him about 7 o'clock and see if there's room, 410-760-8291. If you're looking for something to do today, you can get down to Meyer Station and get involved in the Turkey Hunter Clinic, sponsored by the Central Maryland Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. Natural history and management of turkey hunting here in Maryland, safety and ethics, camouflage and decoys, scouting techniques, shooting tips and techniques, calls and calling. And if you have your shotgun and want to take along, they'll pattern your shotgun for you along with a field hunting exercise. If it's not full, it is today. We are headed to the QDMA, the Quality Deer Management Association banquet tonight at Westminster. If you'd like to go into that, I know there's room, and you can walk in, pay your fee, and check that out. Maryland QDMA, Maryland Quality Deer Management Association.com, Maryland QDMA. Featured guest is Dale Gertz, who just recently, first day of last archery season, shot the new state record non-typical white-tailed deer with a bow and arrow, Pope and Young record, 208 and 7/8. Dale will be there with his deer, and he'll be talking about his management strategy on his small piece of property there in Anne Arundel County. Let's talk to Norbert in his car. Good morning, Norbert.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Well, not so bad.
What's up?
Needless to say, you know where I am. I'm on my way.
Yep.
That's it. So with this lovely weather and everything, I thought we might make a mention about now's the time to take a young person fishing.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
The
beautiful weather.
Yes, it is. And last weekend, as you know, we had Next Generation weekend, and we had a fish pond at the store.
Yep.
And the Department of Natural Resources came out, and they were signing people up for the youth fishing club. And right on the spot, they had some young people who caught their first fish.
Awesome.
And they got their picture taken on the spot and everything, and they'll be getting their My First Fish certificates. And now's the time to do it. I mean, if you got a young person who hasn't been fishing before.
Well, I'll tell you, the weather's certainly been amenable to going fishing, that's for sure.
You got a beautiful day today and a beautiful day tomorrow. And,
yep.
It's hard to find a nicer thing to do.
Exactly.
You know, I heard you mention the Fort Frederick event coming up. If
yep.
you go to the Natural Resources website, there's a whole bunch of young people's events.
Oh, absolutely.
Scheduled.
Yep, absolutely right. Yep, and we'll get into that as we continue along here. Our schedule working with the Fishing Challenge and promoting that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I just think that youth fishing club and those youth events are going to be a big deal this year.
I hope so.
It was very encouraging to see all those wonderful people come out and have a good time.
Indeed. Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, now, was the pond set up in the store?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh. Well, you know, I remember.
You know, physically, between the marine counter and the aquarium.
You know, that's funny. That's funny because I remember we did a couple events down there where we actually stocked that pond out front with some trout.
Yes, sir.
And fly fishing demonstrations were going on, and of course the public wasn't allowed to participate. But I'm glad that they were able to set something up as far as the fishing pond is concerned. And I'm sure your facilities manager was just having a wonderful time with all that water in the building.
Oh yes, he had a wonderful time. Absolutely, no question about it. I mean, you could see the grin from ear to ear.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was. If you stood him on his head, he was grinning from ear to ear.
Yes, well, that's one of those things. Anyway, we had to go through some pains to do it. I must confess.
I have no doubt.
Literally, we're changing the water daily.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave you an idea.
I have absolutely no doubt. Dealing with water issues in that building is just not the best, but yeah. it is what but it is. That's funny.
It really went very well.
Good.
And so many people. There was a gentleman there with his son, and he had driven 308 miles one way to bring his son there because his son had seen it on the internet and wanted to go and wanted to fish and everything, and he drove down for that.
You know what?
Really something.
You know what? That is very good, and that is what makes these fishing derbies so valuable to teaching these kids. And if the organizations that have these events, that sponsor these events, are hands-on and take that moment to, you know, rather than just go, we're just going to have a bunch of kids fishing in the pond and that type of thing. But if they take the time to mentor these kids just a little bit and teach them a little bit, you know, it'll be so much better. What typically happens is people who know how to fish, who are bringing their kids up in the tradition of fishing and hunting in the outdoors, they're the ones that typically show up at these events. But, you know, for a newbie, for somebody who's never fished before, it is a good way to get introduced, to introduce a kid to fishing in a controlled environment like that. No question about it. So, yeah, I encourage all these fishing events, but I do encourage the groups that support them, that sponsor them, like I'm sure you guys had people on duty there, to help the kids, to show the kids, to teach the kids, and not just, you know, plop them on the bank with some worms and expect them to do what they're supposed to do. Help them out a little bit.
Well, we actually had a person with each of the participants.
That's even better.
We were able to have six around the pond at a time, and we actually had a person with each of the participants.
Cool. So
it it'd help out. We learned a lot in the process, of course, but for instance, these fish were absolutely positively afraid of bobbers.
Oh, no kidding.
You could drop a bobber on the surface, and they would flee.
Wow. That's funny.
It was really interesting to watch that kind of phenomena. So,
yep.
Anyway, but, of course, the water was perfectly clear and everything, so it had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, they were probably already spooked from being, not in their own environment anyway. So.
No question. So yeah. We learned a bit. The next time we'll be even better prepared.
Oh, that's good. Good deal.
But the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the First Fish and the whole thing, that worked great. And that's something, if somebody else is going to have an event or whatever, it's worthwhile to have a camera there and some forms. Somebody catches their first fish, get a picture and send the form in and let that young person get their certificate.
Indeed. And I believe all those kids are entered in the fishing challenge as well, aren't they?
That's correct. Everyone who participates. That's
yep,
correct.
Exactly right.
Which means their family could visit the fishing challenge day down there at the Sandy Point.
Yep.
And swell the crowd, so to speak.
Swell the crowd. Indeed.
Yes, indeed.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Norva, for checking in with me on that one. I appreciate it. Good deal. And, let's hope that the kids have had some fun and their parents are going to invest in not necessarily a lot of money in the equipment, but a little bit of money in the equipment, but more importantly, the time to take them fishing and learn more about it and enjoy their new hobby.
Yeah, a little time out in the sunshine today wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I've been wearing short sleeves, and soaking up that vitamin D. I mean, even though I'm running all over the place, I mean, I was in Cambridge and St. Michael's and all over the place yesterday and somewhere else before that. I don't even remember where. But you got to love that weather. That's great.
Yes, sir. People
are a little bit more enthusiastic this year than they've been. It doesn't seem like the winter doldrums hit them quite as hard.
Well, when you think about it, this is the middle of March.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I remember wading. A couple of years ago, I remember wading a snowstorm in this time of year,
Exactly.
So
I actually got tomato plants the other day.
Oh, wow.
So that'll give you an idea.
You're way ahead.
Yeah, so it's going to be one of those years, I think.
I hope so. Let's hope it. Well, I mean, I got one of my buddies on the shore said the forsythia are blooming. That means the stripers are spawning. I'm not quite ready for the dogwoods to bloom yet. That usually happens right around the first week of turkey season, but we might be a little early on that too.
Well, I think you're going to see plants popping out a little early. Of course, the fruit guys are going to sweat it out.
Oh, yes.
They're always worried about frost.
Yep.
But I don't think that you've got too many spawning striped bass yet. I'm not quite sure that the water temperatures and conditions are as nice as they are on land.
Not quite as much. But I can tell you that striped bass are staged already, ready to go. I already know that. Yep. Yeah, I already know that. I've got some inside information on that.
First-hand information.
First-hand information. Okay. So it's been an interesting week. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Norbert.
Talk to you soon.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
There he goes. I just got an email from a trapping buddy with pictures attached. Pretty good. He got a call from – he's an animal damage control guy on the Eastern Shore. And somebody said, what's living in our attic? And somebody said, what's living in our attic? That question was put to me on the first week of March. And here are the photos. 9 raccoons and 1 possum. His answer after 9 raccoons and 1 possum, he told him what the answer was. There's nothing living in your attic. Not now. Good one. Ah, you gotta love it, man. All right, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Yes, indeed, white perch are running, striped bass are staged up to go do their spawning thing. Water temperature is increasing as we speak. So, anyway. What do you think? You want to take a break? Huh? let's take a break, and then hopefully we'll get a few other phone calls in here, and that's what it's all about. I told the folks today they're running the show. So, Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road in Pasadena. Welcome them back as a sponsor here to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Their phone number, 410-360-0573 for an up-to-date fishing report. Hand-tied, hand-painted bucktails, umbrellas, and you know, all that stuff for the striped bass, all those big trolling lures that you use. They've got them all in all the different colors. I saw black and purple ones in there the other day if you want to you know, toss a Raven's bucktail at them in the trolling season. You're welcome to do that. Fresh live bait, as always. Crabbing supplies, lots of them. Rods, reels, lures, lure making supplies, and free advice, that's for sure. You can check it out at Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Make a right on Mountain Road toward Gibson Island, 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. You will find Fishbones, 410-360-0573 for an accurate and up-to-date fishing report. It is time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge, and as Norbert shared with you earlier, there are a lot of components to the fishing challenge. The youth component is one, but if you catch a citation-sized fish, it doesn't have to be a state record. It just has to be the right size fish and qualify for a citation. You could win great prizes and be in the fishing challenge, like that grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shops, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, or even a fishing vacation to some luxurious and exotic location from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify that catch, you're in. It's that easy. Yep, more than 60 species of fish in the freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the fishing challenge. Stop by your local fishing citation center. Pick up your fishing license, grab your gear, grab your kid, grab your wife, grab your buddy, and go fishing. That's right. Or visit the website, www.dnr.maryland.gov, for all the details on the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge. www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky?
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. If you're a worker, trust me, you're being Googled. And many workers believe wrongly that their Facebook comments are seen only by their friends, or that only followers read their tweets. MarketWatch personal finance reporter Ruth Mantell says employees should watch what they post on social networks.
For workers, especially employees who have to respond to bosses, they might want to be really careful about what they put online, because your comments, whether they're on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, can definitely have a way of coming back.
And Ruth says, even if you don't make your profile public, you should still be careful.
Your employer may not have direct access, but people who are your quote-unquote friends on Facebook, if they don't like what you're saying, or they just don't like you, they can very easily forward this to your employer. And I know of a bunch of cases where this has happened.
Bottom line, be careful. I'm Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal Report.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Lincoln Financial presents the Chief Life Officer Business Update. After 18 years with Ramirez Industries, Mike Ramirez will be leaving and relocating to a university this fall.
His father and Chief Life Officer had this to say.
Study hard, son.
This Chief Life Officer Business Update is brought to you by Lincoln Financial. We protect your family and help secure your future. Take charge at LincolnFinancial.com/CLO. Products and financial services provided by the Lincoln National Life Insurance Company, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and a New York Lincoln Life and Annuity Company of New York, Syracuse.
W&W.
Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Hey, cut the music, please. Thank you. We want to tell you about the Maryland Ducks Unlimited 75th Anniversary Gala and Auction today at the Harvard de Grace Museum in historic Harvard de Grace. It starts at 5 o'clock, and you can buy a ticket if you like, or you can give Josh Volker a call. He's the regional director, 410-827-8185, 410-827-8185. You can check that out. Okay. And I did mention the QDMA banquet walk-in if you like, but that's tonight at the VFW Hall on Pool Road in Westminster. And you can check that out, too. There's a drawing coming up for a youth turkey hunt that's coming up on Friday, March 30th for Eastern Neck National Wildlife Refuge youth turkey hunt. And I would invite you to go to their website at www.fishandwildlifeservice or fws.gov/northeast/easternneck/hunting. And if you have any questions on that, I'll be glad to send you the link. But there you can submit an application. There's no application fee. You complete the application sent via mail, and it must be postmarked no later than Tuesday, March 27. Your completed application must be dropped off at number 2 at the Eastern Neck National Wildlife Refuge office and visitor contact station by 4 o'clock on Tuesday, March 27. Or you can email them as well. And if you want to, the deadline is the 27th, obviously. But there are two youth turkey hunts on April 28th and May 5th. A refuge hunt permit is required. A limited number of permits will be issued to ensure high-quality hunting and safe hunting experience. Three youth hunters between the ages of 10 and 15 will be randomly selected for each hunt day. Only youths 10 through 15 who were not chosen for a past youth turkey hunt at Eastern Neck National Wildlife Refuge will be eligible. So good news from over there on the Eastern Shore in Rock Hall. 410-922-6680. Let me say this. Wake up! How do you like that? I just wanted to get your attention. That's all. Just wanted to get your attention. Coming up here in in May 17th and 18th, the Nation's River Bass Tournament at the National Harbor. National Harbor is in Maryland, although it is widely regarded as being in D.C. It's sponsored by the Living Classrooms of the National Capital Region, a number of different sponsors. If you'd like to get in touch with those folks, or if you'd like more information, www.livingclassroomsdc.org. The Nation's River Bass Tournament supports the new Let's Move Outside initiative launched by the First Lady. The event connects youth to their natural resources through a combination of educational, physical, and recreational activities. You want to get the kids involved? Get them involved in this. In 2012, the Nation's River Bass Tournament will incorporate the Walmart FLW Outdoor Open exhibits and hands-on activities for youth and their families from Friday, May 18th through Sunday, May 20th. Really? That's Saturday's my birthday. How about that? Anyway, Mary Lou Livingood, I ran into Mary Lou. I've known her for a number of years. She is intimately involved with the Living Classrooms program, and you can call them if you'd like, if you're from the region down there, or if you'd like to go, 202-488-0627. And I know that that Mary Lou is looking for some bass clubs to help with taking the kids fishing. Anybody that has a number of boats in their club, maybe you could sign on to this and really put your money where your mouth is and invest in the future by taking some kids fishing, maybe for the first time. That's the livingclassroomsdc.org, www.livingclassroomsdc.org. Sponsored by the American Sport Fishing Association, Welcome to the Water, FLW, and the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Let's talk to Guy in Highlandtown. Good morning, Guy. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
I'm just curious. What did you hear about the spot? I mean, because last year I went fishing and I could hardly catch. I very rarely even seen one.
Yeah. I'll tell you what happened with the increased interest in live lining. A lot of guys that set out spot pots, charter boat captains concentrated on them. I don't know if it was all that good of a year for spot last year. I haven't heard anything this year, but of course, spot are an ocean going species. They spawn offshore, and then the young ones come into the Chesapeake Bay to feed and grow up. So I don't know the answer, to be honest with you, and I don't know where we are on management of spot, but it's a very good question. I'll try to find out for you. Maybe somebody listening can help us out.
Because the rockfish feed on them, and And another question, is spot the same thing as menhaden?
No, menhaden is ly.
Okay, how about croaker?
Croaker is no. That's a hardhead. That's a different species as well.
Okay.
They're all kind of interrelated. The drum. I think croakers are members of the drum family. I'm not sure that spot are, but you got red drum, black drum, croakers. They all kind of have. They all have the noise that they make with their swim bladder. I don't know if you've ever been on Delaware Bay or maybe down on Stone Rock when the black drum are spawning, but you can hear them. You can actually feel them through the bottom of the boat. Have you ever experienced that?
No, I'm usually offshore.
Yeah, well, the croakers are the mini version of that. That's why they call them croakers, because they make that noise.
Could I ask you one more?
Sure, anything.
The thing about the Social Security number for the fishing license?
Yes, sir.
Did you say that's in effect?
Yes, it is. Well, once the new coin once the new compass system comes online, if you've already bought your fishing license, you probably did not have to give that. But if you haven't purchased it yet and you go to a shop that has the new compass system online, you're going to have to give your Social Security number. It's a lot of information, but here's the deal. Once you're in the system, and they put it in there, they hit the enter button, boom, it's gone. The only thing that shows up are your last four digits.
Yeah, because I showed up at, could I say the name of the place?
Maybe.
At Walmart.
Oh, and, man. All right, what'd he say?
He said they didn't need a... Didn't have to give them their Social Security.
Yeah, they're not online yet with the compass system, but they will. Now, here's a question I have for you, Guy.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It is what it is. I mentioned them earlier on this on the FLW tour. But here, if I'm going for fishing advice, so that's one of the places I'm not going.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you can get some tackle there if you want, but it's if you want in-depth information and a good fishing report, stick to your local independent shop like Clyde's or Tochterman's or Fishbones or one of our sponsors. We'd invite you to do that. And I'm not busting you on it. But no, you didn't need your Social Security number because they're not online with the compass system. Here's the deal with the compass system. We're going to lose some independent dealers over this system. First of all, rather than have the computer and the online system given to them as a license issuing agent, they're not getting it. They're having to purchase the hardware, the computer, and the software.
Oh man!
And their own paper, and their fees are reduced. Okay, that news came out this past week that the agents are not making the same amount as they had been on their fishing licenses. The reason that people make the investment is to, of course, attract people into the store to sell them other stuff. But they're making virtually nothing on these licenses. And plus, they have to purchase a bond, in case a 50-year-old tackle shop decides to suddenly abscond with the money. But so be that. That is the system. And people, live with it and accept it. The invasiveness of asking your Social Security number. Talking to a tackle shop owner the other day, It was very interesting. She said, yeah, she said, I entered my husband's number and, you know, just checked that out. And she said, I hit the enter button and it disappeared. You know, now I know it's in the system. And, you know, he can buy a license from here on out with ever having given it again. So once you're in that system, you're in the system. She said, I did it with mine and, you know, a couple other people that I know, my dad and all that type of thing. So she said, I was really testing that part out. But she said, the interesting part is the only people that are hesitant to give their Social Security number are the older folks of our generation because we understand what it's all about. She said, young people, it's just like another number. Boom.
Yeah.
No problem. You know?
Identity theft.
Absolutely.
Scary thing.
Well, I mean, there you are in Walmart, guy. I mean, you look at the guy across the counter, and he looks like he might be okay. But, I mean, how do you know he's not, you know, writing down your name and address and Social Security number? I mean, they got all your information. I mean, that's some of the things that I'm hearing from the dealers. I didn't bring this up. The people that are participating did.
Yeah, I was very weary when I heard this.
Well, I'm sure you were. Yeah, I'm sure you were. So, and a lot of people will be, and once it comes online totally in all the tackle stores, I'm sure the department's going to hear a lot about it. But it is what it is. The Compass is, I believe, a national system that's in a number of states, a big database, basically. And it's all in compliance, and in coastal states primarily, because it's all in compliance with the federal saltwater fishing license program. That's the whole deal.
Well, I thank you for the information. As usual, your show is very informative.
And, we try, buddy. We really do.
I'm just sorry you can't have more spots, you know, during a week.
Well, I'd love to, you know, but I don't know if you know how this works or not, but, you know, when I get a bill at the end of the month for my 2 hours every week from the radio station, so I've got to make that up by hopefully having enough sponsors on the show to make it worthwhile to pay the bill and to make it worth my time to come in here for a couple of hours. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I love doing this. I like talking to people. That's why I said, when you're running the show, I really want to hear from you. So, and our sponsors like to hear from you as well. What do you think?
Well, yeah.
All right. Are you a hunter guy?
Yes, sir.
Are you online at all?
No, I don't have a computer.
Don't have a computer. Yep. Okay, I understand. All right, buddy. Well, sounds good. I appreciate that, guy. You have a good one.
All right, thanks for
the thanks, thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon. There he goes. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Wayne in Bowley's Quarters. Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the boat registration fees. I really don't have a problem with it. I called in the other week, I think his name was Godette.
Bob Godette, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I applaud him for at least being honest.
Sure.
But he avoided the question that I couldn't hang on to asking, but the lady that was before me did ask it. How do we know, as you know, all politicians are notorious for, how do we know that this money is going to go to what it's supposed to go for? And he just avoided the question. He didn't lie and say, sure, it would. He just avoided it.
Yeah.
That's somebody up higher on the ladder than him.
Right, I understand. Well, you know, these guys can only do what they can do. I will tell you, like on the hunting license fee increase, there is language in the bill that says these funds must be used. I mean, that's language that you don't see in legislation generally, but the hunting license bill, I know the word must is in there. So that means that fund is controlled.
If that would be in the boat registration fees, I would not have a problem with it whatsoever.
And I don't know if it is. I'll have to look at that. I'll have to look at that general, or I mean that legislation again. But,
right. Yeah,
you know, the money is dedicated to the boating fund. And even the secretary at the meeting 2 weeks ago said that, you know, that the money goes to the boating fund. And that was brought up, you know, hey, we got the boating license deal. We got the hunting license deal. Governor wants, you know, increase on gasoline taxes and all.
Increase on everything.
Well, of course. I know that. And, you know, but here's my issue when I talked about the NRA sending out an email blast about the hunting licenses. I know they didn't see the charts. I know they didn't see, you know, the budget numbers. I mean, they might have looked at the state budget, but they didn't see what the sportsman's community saw And should have seen prior to the bill dropping, prior to the information coming out, and it might have saved them a lot of grief. But they didn't see those numbers, and then they just arbitrarily sent out an email blast opposing it on the basis of the fact that it's an increased fee. Well, right. Sometimes you do need the money, you know, and sometimes a reason is given. Sometimes what should be done isn't done. And my suggestion was to the Wildlife Service, look, you guys need to revisit an increase in license fees on a regular basis. You change the regulations every 2 years for hunting. Every 2 years, there's a stakeholders meeting. There's a, you know, there's concepts which go to the stakeholders. Then they go into the Wildlife Advisory Commission. Then they go to proposals, and then it goes to into regulation. Why not every 3 or 4 of those sessions, every 6 or 8 years, bring up the issue of having to revisit the budget on the hunting licenses? And, I mean, you know, if the hunting licenses go up $2 every 8 years, that's a hell of a lot better than going up $16 in 1 year. You know what
well,
I mean?
That was my next point. I mean, these guys have no forethought whatsoever.
Exactly. And that's
it's like they wake up one morning and go, oh, hell, we ain't got any money to pay for this.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you 100% on that. Yep.
It's amazing. It really is.
You know, I mean, look, I'm in favor of a hunting license increase because I've seen the numbers. And I know the science that needs to go into our wildlife management plans for a couple of reasons. Number one is they have a wildlife management plan. It has to be backed up by science to get the funding. Some of those funding resources have dried up. And we don't have them anymore. The general fund has been reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced. The money from the general fund, it's a tiny proportion of the budget. And that's from every taxpayer in Maryland who they like to say the wildlife belongs to everybody. Well, hell, everybody ain't paying for it.
Exactly.
Okay?
I mean, I have no problem with the increases if
right.
That's what it's going to go for.
Right. But here's the other thing. The people that want to end hunting, the animal rights activists who are very active in this state, who have one of the largest animal rights organizations, anti-hunting organizations right here in Maryland, the Humane Society of the United States, will fight every proposal to increase any, like the bear season. You know, they sued the state for that. Well, that takes money to defend yourself. Not everybody's going to step up and help you, you know, in that lawsuit. So, you know, and that's our money. If we want the opportunity, the privilege to hunt bears in Maryland, somebody's got to pay for that legal defense. And
well, you have that in just about everything.
And that's everything. That's everything. Exactly right. We're a very litigious society. You're absolutely
you have
right.
People that will, you know, we got what we want, but you can't have anything that you want.
Exactly.
You know, that's just the way the world is.
Yep. Very good. Hey, Wayne, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Buddy. See you. Glad to do that. Let's see here. Tom in Eldersburg and Rudy in Kent Island. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
Two things. One thing, if you inherit a handgun that's probably registered, do you have to have it re-registered?
Boy, that's a very good question, Tom. I'll have to ask my buddy at Maryland Shaw Issue that. If you inherit a handgun that's probably been registered, do you have to have it re-registered?
Yeah, I guess it's...
I'm not sure, but that's a good question.
State police could tell me, I guess, couldn't they?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'd call them right away.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I'd call them. I'll tell you what, if we can get Pat's attention, he got it. He'll get your phone number. Just stay on there. We'll get your phone number, and I'll call you about that. What do you think?
Okay, one more question.
Go ahead.
About a year and a half ago, you put me in touch with a DNR man that to get some trout for my pond, and he put me in touch with a guy up at Frederick.
Yep.
But I lost the DNR and the Frederick man's number.
Ah, okay.
Do you know the DNR man that I talked to?
No, I don't. But I'm sure I could put you in touch with him again. Tom, get your phone number here. We'll get your phone number when we'll put you on hold.
Okay.
We're really busy, but Pat'll do that for you, and make sure that you tell him trout and you tell him handgun permit.
Yeah, okay. I sent you an email a week ago.
I forwarded that. I forwarded that to the department. You sent me an email. Yes, you did. Let me see here.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it here real quick.
or my wife did.
You know what? My email exploded a couple weeks ago. I lost every email that I had from the 5th of March back to October, and that annoyed me very much. But anyway, I'll find that email. But let him grab your number, and when we hang up, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. You got him? Okay, let's talk to Rudy on Can I. Hey, Rudy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Alan. How are you?
Nice to hear from you.
Great to be on your show. I was calling in response to the gentleman who was concerned about the lack of spot.
Yes, sir.
Pipelining.
Yes, sir.
Last winter, we had, in 2011, I should say, we had a massive fish kill of spot.
I remember that.
Yeah, we had the same thing back in 1976 and
right.
1980 due to cold water temperatures. And, I mean, probably between 15 to 20 million fish died.
That's a lot of fish.
It sure is. It was not pretty much bay-wide, but certainly from above the Bay Bridge down around the Solomons area. And that's probably the reason I work part-time as a mate on a charter boat.
Right.
And we could not catch hardly any spot this year for that reason.
So that was because of that massive die-off, that freeze-out or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
They can always stand.
I remembered reporting that, but I did not remember it. So I appreciate you calling in. And as a wildlife fisheries biologist, Rudy, you would have the answer, and I'm glad you called in.
Okay. Well, we're hoping that things pick up. We didn't see a whole lot of spot reproduced last year in some of the seining works, or hopefully this spring we'll see some smaller fish. They do grow quick. They only live about 3 years, so within a year and a half, they certainly should be live lining size.
Let's hope so. That's for sure. Maybe we need to learn how to. Live line flathead and blue catfish. I can find something to eat them.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you checking in with me on that one. Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate that. Stay in touch.
Yeah, I shall do that.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
There goes Rudy. Andy in Catonsville, Colin in Delaware. Let's talk to Colin in Delaware, and then we need to take a break before we get to Andy. Go ahead, Colin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm from Royal Oak in Maryland.
Uh-huh.
I'm up here this morning to pick up a duck blind early this morning that I need down at the farm down off of Royal Oak there. I want to talk about quail a little bit, very briefly. One of the big problems, or the biggest problem right now, I think, personally, is the wild turkey. Now, 12 years ago, I had 19 coveys of wild quail.
Right.
I have 800 acres, perfect habitat, water. I mean, I have everything there. Nobody can say that you don't have the right habitat. I got everything right.
Right.
As you know, the quail is an edge bird.
Right.
Now then, last week I was mowing corn stubble around a hedgerow, and the turkeys are up the hedgerow, and we've got a couple hundred turkeys on that farm.
Right.
We've always treasured them, but there was five big toms, and there was some hens over on the other side of the hedgerow, and the on the other side of the hedgerow, I see a fuss going on with these hens. I stood up on the tractor and looked over there, and they had scratched up a rabbit stab. And they was charging around with little rabbits there, and they was galloping down. Now then, I don't have a covey of quail on that farm now. And that's about the time the turkeys started coming in, and I believe, may sound crazy, I believe turkeys have a taste for the eggs and the young.
That is an incredible story. And I think it deserves a look, Colin, to be honest with you. I really do.
I was just listening to you all the way down because I always listen to you when I'm on a tractor or something early
yeah.
in the morning if
yeah.
I'm in the cab tractor. And I just thought, I've just arrived here and I'm waiting for this guy to come, and I called it and I said, I got to tell somebody this.
I am glad you did. So the turkeys were taking out the rabbits is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's little stabs of rabbits around now.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, the turkeys down there nest in the hedgerows. I mean, I find most probably 15 turkey nests a year there. Last year was a bad year. Another bad year was when we had the heavy snow.
Right.
And of course, that was bad to rabbits. Rabbits are down right now, but they're starting to pick up again. But
yeah.
The quail, I promise you, I have three great pointers, Old English pointers.
Sure.
We did not find a covey of quail, one single quail.
Colin, can you send me an email just briefly reminding me who you are?
Yes.
About the quail versus turkeys. Can you send me an email?
Yeah, what's the email?
Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at...
E-L-L-I-S,
yep,
at...
EllisOutdoors.com.
Outdoors.com.
Ellis,
okay.
At EllisOutdoors.com.
Ellis Outdoors. Okay. Yeah.
Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I'm telling you now, you're welcome to come down to the farm and see. We've got hedgerows. We've got water. I even put in the ground, I save all wine bottles, you know, they have
sure.
a kind of sunk piece in.
Yeah.
And I press them in the ground level, around 90 acres of native grasses around all the hedgerows, so they've always got water there in the summer. You know, you pick up...
sure.
You, off of the grasses, you pick up dew, you pick up rain.
Sure.
And it sits in that little thing.
That's awesome.
And I put hundreds of them around the farm.
Wow.
I've done everything, and I got 6.5 miles of waterfront there.
I'm going to bring this up with some folks, and I would like to I'd like to follow up with you on that. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Colin, I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a theory. Unbelievable. All right. We need to tell you about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Bobby sent me a new radio commercial, and I remember parts of it, but I did not print it out. I woke up late this morning, and it's my fault. But he did want to talk about the uses of the Linex material. Number one, and first and foremost, spray and bed liner, of course. Second of all, the product can be used in a number of industrial and commercial applications, underground tanks, coating different pieces of equipment, trailers, secondary abatement, things like that. You need to find out about that application of the Linex material. Pentagon has even sprayed with the Linex material for bomb abatement, believe it or not, explosive abatement. So it's a very strong product, and we love it on our truck beds, no question about it. The paint code can be matched on your truck, and your spray-on bed liner can match your truck exactly. We had Richard from Glen Burnie on there that was in there yesterday and got his truck sprayed. And if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show, you get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Ellis Outdoors or the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie, 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. That's the Baltimore Beltway. Visit them online at baylinex.com. You can call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Find out how you can receive a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Our friends at Tochterman's Tackle downtown, Tochterman's Fishing Tackle, are kicking off the season in a big way. This weather's been great. All the trolling tackle for striped bass, a new selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses, a large selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses, different kind of fishing seminars going on, striped bass fishing and things like that. We invite you to visit the store with 1,000 fishing rods on display, 700 fishing reels, and all the bait and tackle that you need for bass or striped bass or panfish or trout. They have a complete fly fishing room, a lure building, and fly tying room there that you can visit as well. Stop by 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway, for Tochterman's Fishing Tackle. The phone number, write it down, 410-327-6942. Tochterman's, all fishing, all the time, same family name, same location, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Baltimore since 1916. That phone number, 410-327-6942. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are quickly running out of time, but I told Andy I would get to him. Good morning, Andy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
But I don't know, you may have not heard about it, but there was a company that wanted to start using part of the GPS for broadband.
Yep, I did hear about it.
18 to 20,000 voters that wrote, and right now it's on a hold.
Yep, exactly right.
Yeah, so it kind of does work.
Oh, it does. It does. Yeah. And if you go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, yeah, there's a full-page article in there written by the chairman of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation, with a little sidebar by me on how to have your voice heard in the outdoors. And I'll tell you, I participated more this year than I have in several, and hopefully we're getting something done.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to head down to Beechwood Park. They got that tag fish down there today.
Oh, okay. Didn't know about it.
$100.
How much?
Worth $100.
Oh, $100. Well, I hope you catch it.
Tag on it.
I hope you catch it. All right, Andy. Thanks, buddy. Yep. See ya. Bye bye. 410. Well, we're done. Okay. All I can say at this point, ladies and gentlemen, is thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Sorry we didn't get to your call if you called in late, but we're here for 2 hours. Now it's time to get out, stay out, stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's Award.